Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. Today is December the 6th, 2021. Yay. Thank you, Father God, that we've seen this day. Thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to see this day today, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be here on the Circle of Friends, Father God. Lord God, we just worship your holy name. Lord God, we magnify you today, Jesus. For you are worthy, Lord. You are great, Jesus. We will magnify you, Lord God. We will magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. You are wonderful, Lord. You are great, Jesus, Lord God. And we give you all the glory, Jesus. Lord God, we are excited, Lord God. We are just expecting something great, just a great move of God this year, Lord God, this day, Lord God. Lord God, as we're fasting, starting our fast today, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you just give us the mind of Christ, Lord God, that we can really hear from you, Lord God, during these days, Father God. Lord God, we just pray for our families, Lord God. We're keeping our families uplifted, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for marriages, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're just continuously to keep our families lifted up, Lord God. I continuously, Lord God, keep Caleb, Lord God, lifted up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give him wisdom, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you be the lamp, Father God, guiding him, Lord God, helping him to make the right decisions, Father God. Lord God, we're just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, because we know you're working it out, Lord God. You said call things that are not as if they are, Lord God. So we're calling this blessed, Lord God. I know he's saved, Father God. I know you're working it out right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus. I just worship your holy name. So good morning. I just want to get the names, I guess, of everybody. It's still early. So just everybody who's here this morning that want to give their names, we can just start there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Darlene. I am here this morning. Good to hear your voice and glad that we're here today. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I know it's still early, so we're just going to go into prayer and just come in and start thanking God as he just leads us today, that he just leads us as we're, you know, starting our fast today and just consecrating ourselves and just, you know, just hearing from God this new year, this we're doing a new thing. We're just going to, in a positive direction, just believing in God, knowing that God, he's definitely doing some wonderful things in our lives, you know, in our family's lives, and just everything that's going on. We're just going to come in and thank God because we just know that he's working everything out for us, and we just want to come in and just thank him. So if we just come together and we just start off just thanking God. So we just thank you, Father God. We just worship your holy name, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping our family, Father God. Thank you for being our hands of protection, Father God. Thank you for being our refuge, Jesus, oh, God. Thank you for being our way maker, Lord. You are way out of no way, Jesus, oh, God. Lord God, thank you for making every crooked place straight, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for leading us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for putting our rod and our staff, Lord God, and comfort us, Lord God.
A name that's above every name, Lord God.
Right, Lord God, the tearing of every stone and ground, Lord God. We got not to speak carnally, Lord God. But Lord God, help us to use our spiritual eyes of you, Lord God. Lord God, guide us, Lord God. Lead us, Lord God. Lord God, down the path of righteousness for your name.
Yeah, I love you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
so excited right now, Father God.
The sovereign God, oh God.
We're here on the circle of friends, Father God. Lord God, that we're here to motivate and empower and encourage one another, Lord God. We said, Lord God, in your word, to be encouraged.
Lord God,
in your word, to be encouraged.
And rising up, O Lord God, to the going down of the same, O Lord God. Your name is to be praised, O Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. For each testimony, O Lord God. For each prayer request, O Lord God. We bless your name, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for speedy deliverance, O Lord God, in this situation, God. Jesus, O Lord God.
Thank
you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
That you continue to bless Pastor Darlene, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and everybody that is certainly praying for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. By your spirit, Lord, and by your blood, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, and the sound of that name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, O Lord God. Every tongue is confessing, O Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord God, we worship
you. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord
God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you this morning, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God. Thank you, thank you, Lord God. What a situation cleared up, O Lord God. Be a cup, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you bless me, O Lord God. That you bless us,
thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship the Lord.
We God, that we experience you so we know, Lord God, you're not like you, Lord God. You're an Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord God. With the last
Thank you,
God. God, and we bless your name, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. We love, we grieve. Yes, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, lift all over, Lord God. Just because I know what the Lord God, greater than you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, right now, God. Come on, worthy of the Lord. In the mighty name of God, glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you glory.
And we praise you. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We glorify your name, O Lord God. Your name, O Lord God. And we thank you, O Lord God. God of our salvation.
What you're doing in our lives.
Yes. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God.
I pray for what you have in store for us.
Lord God, the beautiful way, yes, God, that you're moving, God, by your spirit, Lord God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank
God.
You for all the prayers. Thank you, Lord.
By your power, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for that name is above every name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, you are mighty, mighty, mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, have thy way, O Lord God. Drive out, O Lord God, the enemy from our souls, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Drive out the adversary, O Lord God. Break the foul of
wickedness. Amen, amen.
O Lord God, in the name
of Jesus,
O Lord God, we bless you, baby. We praise you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to thank you, guys, for just coming together. And just, you know, just get us started. Just worshiping God. That's always a great way to just start off a wonderful day of prayer. You know, just starting off just thanking God. Because I'm just so excited to be here today in the circle of friends, to just come together, and just that we are able to uplift and empower each other. Like, these prayers are really have been working. Like, God is definitely doing something in our lives. I just really feel it. And I just thank God that we're here together and that we can just share just the God's glory and just what God is doing in our life. Every time I hear somebody's testimony, it just makes me feel like, because I know God is not a respecter of persons. So I'd be like, oh, I know I'm next. Like, I know if God's doing something in their lives, that he's, you know, I'm next. So I just thank God for that, that we can be able to encourage and each other just by the testimonies and just, you know, just keeping each other lifted up. And, you know, I just want to just motivate and just, you know, each other on this prayer line. And I just thank God for that. So I just, you know, just to piggyback on, like, what we already was what Sister Darlene was saying yesterday, how we're just going to start praying for, you know, marriages and families and stuff like that. And just even people that are looking for, well, not looking for, but, you know, their significant other. So I just want to come in and just pray for families and marriages right now. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for the families, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for keeping my family, Father God, and all the other families, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my sister, Lord God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give her strength, Lord God. Give her strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for Caleb, Lord God. I pray for TJ, Jadon, Sierra, Father God. Lord God, Kenyon, Father God, Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you just give them a renewed anointing, Father God. Give them a renewed anointing, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they know how to call on the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that they know how to communicate with you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you just make each and every one of them mighty, mighty women and men of Christ, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for all marriages, Lord God. I pray that you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, Jesus. You said it in your word, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you keep marriages together, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for communication in marriages, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that the wife and the husband will be able to communicate and the children will be able to communicate with the parents. I know that there's no perfect situations, Lord God, but we know that you're perfect, Lord. And, Lord God, that you can make eat crooked places straight and tear up stony grounds, Lord God. So we know that you're a mighty Lord, and there's nothing that you can't do, Lord God. And we're just, Lord God, we're just thankful that we're able to come to you, Lord God. We're thankful, Lord God, that you have redeemed us, Lord God, that we don't have to be sinners, Lord God, that we're saved by the blood, Jesus, that you are the sacrificial lamb, Lord God, that you gave your only begotten son, Lord God, that we will have life and life more abundantly, Jesus. And I thank you for that today, Lord God. I walk in that today, Lord God. I walk in the saving grace of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that I don't have to be lost, Lord God, that you saved me. You found us, Lord God. So we thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. We are humbled by that today, Lord God, that we was bought at a price, Jesus, that we couldn't pay for, Lord God, that you paid the ultimate price for us, Lord God. So I thank you for that, Jesus. I thank you for the knowledge of Christ, Lord God. I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have just, Lord God, I thank you for my business, Father God. I thank you for blessing me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I will be able to be a kingdom financer, Jesus, Lord God, that I'll be able to sow into ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and help others, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you just being the lamp at our footsteps today, Lord God, guiding us, Jesus, Lord God, helping us to understand that you said in your word, Lord God, surely you will bless us, Lord God, that you will open the gates of heaven and pour out so many blessings that we don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. Lord God, that you will multiply us, Lord God, that if we seek you, Lord God, and seek you, Lord God, we will find you, Lord God. If we seek you, Lord God, you said, seek me, where I may be found, Lord God. You said, seek and ask and knock, Lord God, and it should be given to you, Lord God. So help us to seek you, Lord, in our whole hearts, Lord God. Seek you, Lord God. Seek the blesser and not the blessing, Lord God. Help us to seek you wholeheartedly, Lord God. Lord God, because I know, Lord God, that there's a blessing in the seeking, Jesus, Lord God. I know if we just seek you, Lord God, that you're going to meet all of our needs, Lord God, that we don't have to worry, Lord God, that you have provided the manna, Lord God. All we got to do is reach up and grab it, Lord God. Lord God, you have parted every Red Sea, Lord God. All we got to do is believe and walk, Lord God. So I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. That you are a rock of salvation, Lord God. You are our rock, Jesus, Lord God. You are the way, Lord God. And we just trust you, Lord God, and surrender, Lord God, to you, Lord God, that you will take care of all of our needs. Every need will be met, Lord God. Every need will be met, Lord God. So we just come to you humbly, Lord God, saying, have your way in our life, Lord God. Have your way in our family's life. Have your way in our kids' life, Lord God. We're praying for our kids, Lord God. We're praying for each and every prodigal son and prodigal daughter, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying that you bring them back into the fold, Jesus, Lord God. We know that you are a shepherd, Lord God, and we shall not want, Lord God. We shall not want, Jesus. You've given us so many promises, Jesus, given us so much hope and expectation, Lord God. Somebody telling you that you shall not want. Lord God, I just believe in you, Lord God, and I just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you just keep us, Lord. Keep our minds fixated on you, Lord God, because the enemy is after our minds, Jesus, Lord God. He's not after our stuff. He's after our minds, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give us the mind of Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that we could put on the armor of the Lord, Lord God, that we know and we understand that the battle is already won, Lord God, that we just got to stand, Lord God, just stand on the word of God. Stand on your truth, Lord God. And, Lord God, all things will be added on to us, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just praise your holy name, Lord God. I worship you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line, this circle of friends, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just give you all the glory, Jesus. Amen. So yesterday, somebody was sharing with me. I have a friend that she's doing life in prison. And she had asked me, she was saying that in their dorms that they had a girl that was like, I guess she had a spirit on her. And she called me and she was like, I need you, because she knows that I do the prayer line. So she's like, I need you to put this girl in our dorm on the prayer line. And I texted it in her name. And that's probably been about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. So on yesterday, she texted me. She was like, girl, you know it's crazy. They moved that girl out of my dorm, but you know when you put her on the prayer line, she is doing so much better. Like, she is doing so much better. She was saying, you know what, girl, that prayer line really works. That girl has really changed, because I guess I don't know what she was doing, but she said there was a spirit on her and she was acting like really out and really crazy. But they had to move her out of the dorm because she was, you know, acting really, really weird. But she was telling me on yesterday, she was like, that prayer line works, girl. That girl changed. So I just want to give glory to God that we have this, he's given us the opportunity to have this prayer line, that people are coming here to seek prayer and we're able to, you know, pray for them and do God's will. So I just want to thank God for the prayer line and everybody that comes here on the prayer line, the circle of friends, because, you know, those prayers are going up. They're definitely going up, and God is hearing those prayers. So I just want to say thank you to each and every one that's on this prayer line that just continuously to pray and keep others lifted up. God is doing something amazing, and I just want to say thank you, and I just want to share that with you guys. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we just got to continue to pray and just to believe, because God is using us. God is using this prayer line. God is using us in this prayer line, and the prayers are going up. God says that the prayers of the righteous avail us much. So we just got to keep that going and keep that energy and keep that energy going, because God is awesome. God is alive. God is the living word. And we got to be just as alive as God is. God is alive and he is the living word. And we just need to just
stay focused and just stay focused on the Word of God. That's just my prayer this year, that I just praying against all distractions, that we don't get distracted, and just that we can stay focused on God and being able to hear God and know what God is saying to us and, you know, and for our lives and for our families. So I know I heard Sister Marie and Apostle Horsley. I'm not sure if you guys are able to pray today.
Yes, ma'am. I'm able to pray. It's Sister Marie.
Okay, Sister Marie, I would love.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
On the line also.
Well, everybody who was on the line that hadn't given your name before, if you would like to give your name today and say praying or listening.
Yvonne Laster listening. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne.
Lois
listening.
We'll be praying this morning.
I couldn't hear you.
Sister Gladys will be praying this morning.
All right, Sister Gladys. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we can start with Sister Gladys, then Sister Marie.
I think some more people were still. I heard Lois say her name. It might be some more.
Well,
did you say your name?
This is Charlotte.
Yes, Lois listening. Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Charlotte listening.
Good morning. Well, if that's all, I'll continue. I'll start to pray. Father God, we thank you for your mercy this morning. We thank you right now, God, for the hallelujah, that the breath that you breathe inside of us right now, God. We thank you, Lord, because it's a miracle right now, God. So, Father, we're coming together as one right now, God, in the body of Christ right now, God, on this first day of fasting right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in the lives right now, God, of your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, hallelujah, we ask you to look in on the inner sanctums of our hearts, Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's any sin that lies anywhere in the doors of our heart, Father, reveal it to us right now, God. Cleanse us, wash us, purge us, Lord. Make us whiter than snow right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us right now, God. In your Son Jesus' name, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in everything right now, God. God, we are grateful right now, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the things that you have done, the things that you are doing, and the things that you are about to do in the lives of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for new mercies today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, this for your word right now, God. Us coming together in prayer, coming together in unity, praying on one accord, a oneness right now, God, in the name of Jesus right now, God. Casting down imaginations and every high faith that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, salvation is coming, healing is coming, deliverance is coming right now, God, through prayer and ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for a newness of life right now, God. Fresh manna from heaven, fresh rain, fresh relationships. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. This fresh everything, fresh prayer, a fresh walk with you, Father, this morning in the name of Jesus. And Lord, everyone that started this fast, God, from start to finish, that we will finish it. We will finish it. We will persevere. We will endure right now, Father, to the very end right now, God. We will be, hallelujah, faithful to you and your word, your will, and your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for in this time, this season right now, God, and every man looking, reflecting back on ourselves at this time right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, seeing where we can do better and be better for God right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, for your direction, Father, for where you are taking us right now, God, to continue to stay faithful, to continue to be unified, on one accord right now, God, with your will and your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, God.
hallelujah, for increasing our faith, Father, to trust and believe in you even more, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're trusting in you with all our hearts, and we're leaning not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, hallelujah, we are acknowledging you, Lord, so that you can direct us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And praying for our families, Father, in the name of Jesus, and our brethren, the brethren who stick closer than a brother right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the strongholds that are being cast down, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for a spirit of obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, our blessings are lying in a place of obedience right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Teaching us how to love right now, God, even the more, Father. Teaching us how to pray, Father, even the more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Teaching us how to pray the answer, Father, hallelujah, and not the problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. So let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Last night I was waking up out of my sleep by one of the sisters in the building that I am, and she was being tormented by a demon, hallelujah, that runs her out of her own house. And she called me and she said, Gladys, I need you to pray for me. And I said, I sure will. So I stepped straight up and I began to start pleading the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. And, you know, for her to, hallelujah, for us to come together right now, God, and openly confess our sins, her sin, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and start walking in obedience of Christ right now in the name of Jesus, that she speaks to the enemy. She speaks the word right now in the name of Jesus and tell the enemy where it has to go, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And don't let anybody, any demon, anything run you from your house in the name of Jesus, that she has the authority and the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And her name is Dina Flores right now in the name of Jesus. She's embellishing it in her mind, hallelujah. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that she has a sound mind in the name of Jesus, and day by day she's gaining strength right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, for the joy of the Lord is her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my family members, Lewis McNeil. When I called my brother on the other day, hallelujah, after we I was on the prayer line and I prayed yesterday, and I called him to get an update, and so he said that his wife also, she had the stroke and everything because of the blood clot, and come to find out they did open heart surgery on her the other day. And Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I said, hallelujah. And I know she's not the same. He said, no, but the doctor, she's better than what she was, and now she's got a fighting chance to live, because they had to go in and do open heart surgery to remove, hallelujah, clot in the name of Jesus from her heart and from her lungs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. But she's still in ICU, but I'm believing, God, that she will be removed from ICU and on her way for healing in the name of Jesus, mind, body, soul, and spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Totally healed, whole, nothing missing, nothing broken, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that Jesus said, no man can come unto him unless they be drawn. I thank God for his drawing power in the name of Jesus. And my brother, that he has his issues, but Lord God, hallelujah, is drawing him also in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, and he has a repentant heart in the name of Jesus. And I thank God, hallelujah, for my brother right now, God, and through in all of this that he's keeping calm, he's in the name of Jesus, because he has a pacemaker. But I pray in the name of Jesus that his heart beat the rhythm of God's heartbeat in the mighty name of Jesus. He is whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. He is above and not beneath. He is, hallelujah, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So I'm calling those things that are not as though they are in the name of Jesus, because I see him heal. I see them both whole in the mighty name of Jesus. My family members, my daughter Michelle Rasco, Eddie Banks, hallelujah, Colin Rasco, Cameron Rasco, Ebony Shanks, being set
free from drugs and alcohol in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And my grandson Cameron right now said he sees spirits walking around in the house. And Grandma, can you come over there and pray? I said, surely I will. So when I went, that was the whole thing that I was doing the whole time that I was there. I was pleading the blood of Jesus, interceding on behalf of my family right now, God. Because as far as me and my families and other families, in the name of Jesus, my brother's family, in the name of Jesus, we will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus, because we are overcomer, hallelujah, by the word of by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that repentant heart, hallelujah, and forgiveness, hallelujah, be in my sister's kids in the name of Jesus. Vicky, Jonathan, Adrian, Rosa, Tanya, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for them coming closer together, hallelujah. And God, in the name of Jesus, do whatever it takes right now, God, hallelujah. There's healing, healing power. Let your healing virtues flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're thanking you right now, God, for childlike spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus, to trust and believe in you right now, God, with all our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, to trust your process, God, in whatever you do, whatever you say right now, God. It may not seem that it's right to us, but it's right to God. And the enemy necessary that it is to save my family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God, for the church at this moment, aligning, hallelujah, ourselves with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Total restoration, total healing, total deliverance, new healing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. New words right now, God, to study, to show our sucker proof, what the need is not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray also for me, hallelujah, this morning right now, God, but the devil is a lie. You can't take my mind in the name of Jesus. You can't pluck me out of God's hands in the name of Jesus. No one, nothing will be able to take me out of God's hand in the name of Jesus. And the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, to destroy, he is thwarted, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic attack that he's trying to come against me and my family and my brothers and their families is thwarted. It won't come to fruition, Father, in the name of Jesus. It is cast down, back down to the pit of hell from which they came, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The victory, the fight, the battle has already won. It's not our battle. It's God's fight. The fight belongs to God. And so, Lord, we trust your process right now, God. Hallelujah. We trust your process, God. Hallelujah. And it'll be according to your will and your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And do all according to what you command us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. There we will receive our blessings. And then God will start pouring us out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your word says, for much is given, much is required. I know that God has done too much for me right now, God, for me not to reciprocate right now, God, and so complete. To submit and to commit, hallelujah, his will for my life in the name of Jesus. Commit myself to him in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that my mother has, I haven't been able to speak to my mother about what happened to her. Nobody is answering the phones and they keep giving me the runaround. But those lines will be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. And I will be able to speak to my mother. I haven't been able to speak to her since Thanksgiving, since Christmas, because they're not answering the phone, but they will pick up those phones in the name of Jesus. Every obstruction, every hindrance, every spirit of destruction, hallelujah, every familiar spirit is bound and cast back down to the pit of hell from which they come in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince over the air, in the name of Jesus, and charge ministering angels to go to the north, to the south, and go out and accomplish that our prayers, hallelujah, where our prayers are taking them in the name of Jesus, and that they fight our battles in the heaven, in the heavenly realm for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And thank you right now, God, for obedience. Thank you right now, God, teaching us how to love our neighbors as ourselves, Father, and to do something today to help somebody, to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank Jesus for being the bridge, hallelujah, the intercessor to intercede on behalf of all mankind for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we praise you for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, that we are walking holiness, continue to walk in holiness, continue to walk in sanctification, and keeping our heart and mind stayed on God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, you tell us about our thinking process, that whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things, hallelujah, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things just and pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and any praise, to think on these things. Hallelujah. And to continue to meditate on your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. To meditate, pardon, in the name of Jesus. And keep ourselves surrounded with your word, Father. Hallelujah. And surround us with healthy relationships, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you and I honor you and I praise you for what you are doing in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for me beginning to being a facilitator, hallelujah, on this year, in this year right now. And ever since I said yes, yes to that, the attack has been here. But what do I expect? We should expect that when we start moving up in God, that's new devils, new demons in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you right now, God, for the challenge, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to help us persevere throughout everything right now, God, through every storm, every calamity, every test, every trial. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I claim victory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for peace in the name of Jesus, peace in our minds, peace in our bellies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for newness of life, for new mercies today in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Chris, did you want me to pray or are you moving on?
Amen.
Amen. Sister Chris, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Go ahead, pray.
Oh, if you want to go on, you can.
Well, help the Father, Marie.
Ma'am, I thought maybe you wanted to do a prayer request or something. Did you want me to pray or not to pray?
I want to ask you to pray. If you'll go ahead and pray, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you. Heavenly Father, oh, we come in agreeing, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we just come and giving you honor and giving you glory, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, just thanking you for the work that you do in our life, Heavenly Father. Thanking you for all the blessings that you have bestowed on us and people that we have prayed for, Lord, and the miracles that you have bestowed and blessed it. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, you know each and every one of our hearts' desires, you know our needs, Lord. You know our thoughts, Lord. You even know every head on our hair. So we ask you to work in each and every one of our life and our family life, Lord, in our favor, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask you to continue guiding us, Heavenly Father, each and every one of us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you continue amending relationships, Lord, where they need amending, Lord. Oh, yes, restoring marriages where they need to be restored, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that's getting along, fine, Lord, continue blessing them, Lord. Lord, pour out love and peace and joy and patience, Lord. Oh, yeah, and knowledge, Heavenly Father, and mercy. Oh, yes, on each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray that you comfort those that need comforting, Lord, and family members that have that's having chaos within the family, Lord. Remove the chaos, Lord. Touch their mind, their eyes, their thoughts, their heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, touch them, Lord. Oh, those that need healing, heal them, Lord. Those that push back, Lord. Oh, let the family member reach out to them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, do not let family members that's already intact be divided, Lord, because you know Satan come here to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, yes, Lord. Pour more and more the Holy Spirit in us, Lord. Oh, yes, on a daily basis, Lord. Allow us to hear more and more of your word. Speak more and more to us, Lord. And those that are not able to hear you when you speak, Lord, give them the knowledge to determine that they can determine when and when not, when you're speaking and when it's not you speaking to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, continue giving us discernment, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes. We pray for those that are out there that's lost and don't know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that are out there that's addicted to whatever they might be addicted to, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And those that with depression, Lord. Those that stressed out, Lord. Those with anxiety, Lord. Oh, bring them out of it, Lord. That's who you are, Lord. There's nothing impossible before you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, those that continue giving people a mind to think positive, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those with little faith, Lord, strengthen their faith, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We love you all with our whole heart, Lord, and more, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for loving us first, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, we're asking that you answer our prayer requests, Lord. You know what's on their heart, Lord. You know what everybody are in need of, Lord. Asking that you answer each and every one of them, Lord, whether it's for themselves or whether it's for someone else, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, and thank you for being ahead of our lives, Lord, and being our Father and our friend, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we cannot say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. I'm praying not in my name, but in Jesus' name, and we're all agreeing to each and every prayer that was went up, that's going up, not just on this prayer line, but over the world, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses and the trespasses of those who we pray for. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. You are our everything, and we love you, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Chris, we can't hear you if you're talking. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're on mute. Okay, maybe her phone is not working. But anyway, we are thankful for these prayers. Thank you, our sister Gladys, and also our sister Marie. We appreciate those prayers that you have given us this morning. And even Sister Chris, as she led us off, and all the praises that have already gone up today. So right now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we have some time. If you go ahead and do that, that'd be so lovely. I know God has done some great things for all of us, and we should be like my mom used to say, like popcorn in a hot pot, popping those testimonies quickly. But God is good. Amen.
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 I have a prayer request for my sister-in-law, Cal, and her. She in the hospital, and her kidney died. It's not doing too good.
Okay.
Good morning, this is Sister Maria again, and I have a prayer request for my youngest daughter, Charlene. She applied for a job at home that you can do at home, customer service, I think, something like that. And also, she get that job. That's a second income. She's in real estate, and she has been invited by a client that she been working with to come out to their church and do a seminar on how to buy a house and go over to the, you know, help them and explain to them it's how it's cheaper to get a house, buy a house, than to rent. And God give her, you know, speak through her and everything that, you know, and lead her to all the material that she needs. But she is up on it, but let God be with her when she, as she do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody Amen. Else?
Okay, I do have
a prayer request.
Okay, go ahead. Who's speaking?
Oh, it's Charlotte. I wasn't sure if I was over talking to somebody. Good morning. I have
Good
a
morning.
Prayer request, and can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Can y'all hear me? Okay, I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got my earplugs in. So, good morning. I have a prayer request. I have, and I kind of have a testimony, too, about my daughter, Jasmine. Back in May, when it was COVID-19, I decided to get a puppy. And so my puppy got a Christmas toy, and he ate off of it, and I believe that it's a piece of it stuck in his throat. And so I took him to the vet on Monday, and they told me it's almost $3,000 for them to do surgery to remove it. And so I can't afford $3,000 to spend on my puppy. And so I have him here with me, and I've been praying. But I also had some negative words that the devil spoke in my mouth that he wasn't going to make it. And I was talking to my daughter, Jasmine, and she jumped all over me in the name of Jesus. She told me, she said, Mom, she said, now you're telling me that you can't talk negative like that. You can't speak death and life at the same time. And so I've been in prayer. I'm taking him back to the vet today. And I just wanted y'all to pray for my little puppy. And I know people say, oh, it's a puppy, but if you ever owned a dog before, I had one before, you know they're like family. So I'm going to take him back to the vet today, and if I, you know, I'm probably going to have to leave him there, but I just ask y'all to just pray for me today. And that's my prayer request. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right.
We certainly will. We certainly will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Anybody else? We have a prayer request this morning. And somebody is making noise in the background. If you would mute your line when you're not talking. I don't know, you're moving around. You can hear it when somebody's talking. And we like to have it very clear so everybody can hear what is being said. Amen.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I have
so
a
we
prayer
have,
request
for
me.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Prayer request for Anthony. My throat is sore this morning. Pray that it clears up and be well. And I want to pray for traveling mercy for the children's mother. They leaving today, going down to Texas. And I thank you very much for the prayers. And for the Fletcher family, things are going well there. And the lady we were praying for, she was in a coma. She had COVID. She was in a coma. So she came out. She's responding now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Her name is Qualls up in Augusta, Georgia. Thank you.
Coral. Okay.
Coral.
All right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, I want to pray for Eva's daughter-in-law who has an antichrist spirit, and she's keeping her husband and boys from going to church. So we want to pray that God will break that demonic spirit off of her. Yes, sir. We're going to go ahead and pray for Carolyn, who's in the hospital, praying for Charlene to get her customer service job. The puppy that Sister Charlotte has, pray that God will deliver him and heal him or her. And then Apostle Horton's throat is sore and the children's mom traveling. So let us all come in and we're going to pray together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer. We know, God, today that as we ask, we shall receive, as we seek and abide,
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings.
All of the boys of God, today,
And that's one reason why we pray, because we love them so much. We don't want them
to go to hell. We don't want them to die in their sin. We continue to cover them in prayer, not only your families, but you know, we're praying for other people's families too. There are lots of families out there who need Jesus Christ. So I love each and every one of you. I pray for each and every one of you that God will continue to bless you, increase you, enlarge you, and his face will shine upon each and every one of us. God is awesome, and I make a declaration that we are above and not beneath. I decree that the favor of God and man shall be with us everywhere we go. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed according to the word of God. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because God, Jesus Christ himself, has given us the power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And I decree right now that every negative word that has been spoken against us, everything that somebody has thrown at us that is not in God's will, is being repelled. We have on the whole armor of God, and we're able to come against every trick and scheme of the devil. So keep your faces towards the Lord, keep your heart on his word, and know that God is there for you. I love you. I pray for you, and I pray that God will help you as you go through these next 3 days. And I have sent the information on the fasting, the type of fast that you can do. There are different types of fasts. So use the one that is applicable to you, that you know that you can handle and get through these next 3 days. Or if you want to do 1, 2, or 3 days, it's up to you. You don't have to do all three, but make a determination that you're going to do some kind of fast. So I pray that you will have a good rest of the day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu and know that God is there for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.